This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
To cuddle. I hugged hard bodies the other night.
To marry. Or to trash.
Oh, no. There's real trouble.
That is the question.
Really is a question now, isn't it?
You hear that tea just tumble. It's so terrifying.
Yeah.
To reminisce.
It's tough. But you battled through. You keep some napkins nearby now.
That's right.
You're prepared.
That's right.
Alrighty. So, some numbers yesterday for UConn and where this places them. So, Dave, you mentioned that they won all of their games in this year's tournament by double digits.
Right. Easy peasy.
Care to guess their average margin of victory in this tournament? So I'll tell you last year.
17 points.
So, not too far off. Rick, care to guess?
I think it's a little higher than that.
It is a little higher than that.
Well, I'm going to go. How many games do they play?
Six.
I'm going to go 23.
23, spot on.
Yes.
Well done. Wow.
So clearly you saw this.
No, I saw the number and I was just doing the math.
So 23 this year.
I think they were plus 140.
So right there, you just did the math in your head?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
23 times 6. Go. Bang.
Bang.
That's nice.
So, Harvard. Bang.
That's,
so,
you know,
bang, bang.
Now I see why they let you in.
See what I do, Governor?
Imagine you had a monocle when you walked in there. Oh.
You'd probably be very confused.
Forget it.
Wouldn't let him leave.
Sir, why are you wearing a monocle? So last year, they won all their games collectively by 20 points per game. So by that metric, this team was actually better.
This two-year run, they're dominating the opposition.
So, yeah, 12 straight wins of double digits. So UConn now, third all time, which leads into my question, with 6 national championships.
So it's UCLA.
With 11.
Carolina doesn't have 7, do they?
No, they have 6, as does UConn 6.
Oh, so you said tied for, I thought you said third.
Tied for third with Carolina. They're looking up at UCLA with 11, and?
So aren't they tied for second? Oh, there's another team ahead?
Kentucky.
Okay.
So.
Which is 7?
8.
8. Wow.
So, if you were Danny Hurley, and you had your choice, which I believe he has his choice of 2 of these 3, but I'm going to ask you, because I want to see where you believe UConn stacks up.
Okay.
So, if you were Danny Hurley, and let's pretend the North Carolina job was open. It's not, with Hubert Davis, but UConn, North Carolina, or Kentucky. Which job?
Well, why? But North Carolina's not going to be open.
No. I'm saying, which do you deem to be of those 3 the powerhouse of college basketball right now? Because UCLA is out.
The powerhouse of college basketball right now?
That's right. A job you'd want moving forward. Phrase it that way.
But these are different questions. I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk. Like, you got to define this a little better for me.
Which job would you want moving forward?
Okay.
UConn, Carolina, Kentucky.
I'm going to marry Carolina. I'm going to cuddle Connecticut. I'm going to trash Kentucky.
Wow. And you've made the case for Kentucky the last 2 days about why it's a great job.
Yeah.
You've been pumping Kentucky's tires.
I think it's an elite job.
Two straight
it's
days. There.
But I don't know who's going to take the job. That's
but
my point.
But the job, it could be Danny Hurley. It's his job. Take the same person, apply to
but
all 3 jobs.
But the pressure to win at Kentucky is like trying to win it at Alabama.
But they're
like,
not,
it's through the roof.
They're not going to run Danny Hurley out of town, though, in the first 2 years.
I mean, if you go there and you don't succeed, they run you out of town. It's like being the Cowboys head coach. I mean, you are under the microscope nonstop. Carolina, it's like, even if you don't do well, they love you, they support you. Connecticut, if you're bad, it probably is not that big a deal. You're not good in Kentucky, they crush you.
I did not expect that answer.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No, yeah, I expected trash in UConn.
Did you expect this? Let me put in my monocle quickly. You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM. Where?
New York.
Oh, very nice.
Monopoly guy, no monocle.
What do you mean?
He doesn't have a monocle.
No. He doesn't have a monocle?
No. According to John Winthrop, no monocle.
I got to do some research on this.
I'm just telling you.
You guys go ahead.
Peanut guy, monocle.
He's
Monopoly
definitely
guy.
Got a monocle.
Monopoly man has a monocle.
John says no.
Well, I actually, you know what? I'm seeing conflicting pictures. One, he has it, and one, he must have taken it off. He doesn't
yeah, but
have
he, but he has the monocle.
This is the Mandela effect. He definitely had a monocle.
I'm looking at it right now. The man has a monocle.
But there are pictures without it. Boy, this is controversy here.
How do I focus on
oh, this? Dear. Did the Monopoly man ever wear a monocle? Interestingly, research proves that rich Uncle Pennybags never, in fact, wore a monocle.
So, so what are these are Photoshopped?
His name was Pennybags?
That was his name, yeah.
I sent you guys a picture of a penny bag last night.
Oh, my God.
And some people thought it was you.
Can you imagine that? How dare him?
So rich Uncle Pennybags of the American version of Monopoly is modeled after American progressive-era businessman J.P. Morgan.
Of J.P. Morgan Chase.
Right.
Okay,
wow.
Did J.P. Morgan wear a monocle?
I don't know. This is wildly entertaining, I'll tell you that.
Conflicting.
I had no idea that the Monopoly guy's name was Pennybags.
Yeah, well, now you know.
That's an interesting
rich
little
Uncle Pennybags.
Yeah.
Rich Uncle Pennybags.
It's like Tribe Called Quest. You got to say the whole thing.
R-U-P.
Rich Uncle Pennybags. It's nice.
I'm going to, RJ, just to get this question answered, I'm going to marry North Carolina. I'll stay at UConn. I'm going to cuddle UConn. I'll trash Kentucky.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting.
The Pringles guy, no monocle, in case you were wondering.
Pringles guy? What does he even look like?
I don't know. I'm looking on Google. It says, does the Pringles guy have a monocle?
It's just a floating head.
I'm just bringing it up in case you thought.
A disembodied head with a mustache, yeah.
That's all it is.
A disembodied head.
That's really all it is. All righty.
Famous monocle.
This is what he's doing right now.
Wearers.
Right, ask me the question.
We're doing great things right now.
He's typing with one finger, by the way. I was wondering.
Why?
He yelled at me during...
He's typing with one single finger.
He yelled at me during the break because I think I overstepped in helping him with his, at times, technological deficiencies.
That's not deficiencies.
So he couldn't get the sound on. He's showing me videos of Ben who just is raking at the plate.
His sons are, like, accomplishing great athletic feats, and this man is struggling to use a keyboard with one finger.
That's not what he's struggling.
He's pecking at the board with one finger.
I attempted because the sound went down because I like to hear the ball off the bat. And he goes, no, I got it.
And did I?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
He yells at me. All righty. So, Yankees.
Yankees.
Giancarlo Stanton, Carlos Rodon, Aaron Boone. All three various points of the either spring training or early season, Yankees fans were fed up with them, wanted them out. It's been 11 games, not going to go crazy.
Go crazy, RJ.
But, I ask the two of you for a status update. Which of them do you think Yankee fans, as of now, 11 games in, and I guess if you want to spin it forward as to which of them you think will continue to keep Yankee fans off their back, which do you Yankee fans owe the biggest apology to so far? Stanton, Rodon, Boone. Stanton, two more hits last night. Big weekend.
I don't feel like I should be apologizing to anybody of this list, to be honest.
So you're going to trash all of them?
No, I don't think I can do that.
That's a busy trash can.
It's not allowed.
No, I will find a way, but I don't like this whatsoever. So you're up.
Do you think they all stink?
No, I don't think they all stink.
I feel like you probably could have added, you could have taken out Rodon or Stanton and maybe added Cashman.
But he didn't though.
Okay. I'm going to marry Boone. I'm going to cuddle Stanton.
Aww.
And I still got to wait and see, so I'll trash Rodon.
Ask the exact question that I'm answering, please, again.
Are you still Googling monocled people?
Yeah.
I see.
Apparently, former boxer Chris Eubank wore a monocle.
Really?
Astronomer Sir Patrick Moore, monocle.
Makes sense.
You think he had anything to do with the eclipse?
Batman's nemesis, the Penguin.
Yeah.
And Colonel Klink of Hogan's Heroes, monocle.
I see.
Yeah, if you can ask the question again, I'd appreciate it.
Stan Rodon Boone.
No, I know the three choices. What's the exact question?
Yankee fans apologizing most to whom so far?
I mean, the criticism Boone takes is a little silly at times. The other two are very warranted. I'll marry...
And you're going to marry Boone. And
Boone.
You really detest the other two, so I'm curious where you go.
What?
I will cuddle... I guess Stanton, because he's had a better little run here, and Rodon has really done very little this year. I mean, it's like, he pitched really well. It's like he threw 4 1/3 innings in his start. So I'll trash Carlos Rodon. But Stanton is not far off from me.
Alrighty.
So being trashed.
Raymond will be involved in this next one, after the two of you. because I feel like he's kind of judge and jury at the end of this.
Like how involved? Like Dave in like the room with Clooney
George
and Sherry,
Clooney?
Or like really involved?
Or the naked guy.
the naked urine guy.
The
sleeping next to me, yeah.
So I think he's going to start out as the urine guy, like he's going to be
in the
hallway.
And he was naked?
Yeah, like his clothes. He peed his clothes.
Yeah. He had no clothes. We established.
Were you wearing clothes?
Yeah, no.
I don't. You were in bed with your future
effort,
wife.
In an effort to dry him off and make sure he was warm, I also got naked.
Did you towel him down?
No, I didn't towel him down.
Did you not think to put the guy in a shower?
There was no speaking to him.
Did you not think to walk him into a shower?
He was out on his feet. Out. I wanted to get him in bed as soon as possible.
You didn't think about giving him a sponge bath right there?
He wanted to crawl into bed.
Shaving him down, sponging him up?
No, I need to shave him down.
Nothing? There.
So.
FDR monocle.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, troubling news.
It's flaring up.
Yeah,
it's flaring up
on a Tuesday. Interesting.
It's flaring up.
I bet the eclipse really triggered all kinds of things.
It's flaring up,
seizing and
John,
shaking.
John, so you're listening to Tuesdays flares up on Tuesdays.
Yeah, like did you read that they wanted? Like I think NASA wanted reports about how animals act during the eclipse, like maybe Dave. Maybe it's conditioned during the eclipse, like something happened.
You should be studied.
Got triggered?
You should be studied.
That would be nice.
So, some troubling reports out of Dallas over the last week.
For some, not troubling for others.
Well, it's celebratory for you. I don't think it's crazy to call the best and most important players on their team. So, Dallas News reported yesterday that there could be a potential holdout coming for CeeDee Lamb. He's not expected to be at any of the OTAs once a new deal. Another report over the weekend that I'm sure you saw said the Cowboys are growing very impatient with one, Micah Parsons. And we know that Dak Prescott's deal is up after this season. Raymond does not think he will be here next year as of now. Which leads me to, Cuddle, Mary, Trash, which Cowboy will be there the longest?
The longest.
Dak, Micah, or CD?
This is a good question.
This is very good.
This is a good question.
So we're going to go Dave, yep. Rick, Raymond.
This is a really good question. I think Raymond's answer probably holds the most credence because he's so in tune with the Cowboys. All right, I'm going to trash Dak Prescott. I feel pretty confident in that one. And this is where it becomes very difficult. I'm going to marry, because I think that of the three of them, Micah Parsons is the best player. So I'm going to marry Micah. I'm going to cuddle CD. Aww. Trash Dak. Final answer. Feel pretty good with that, too.
Wow.
That would lead us to an interesting place for the Cowboys, too.
Yeah, a real interesting place.
Because they're going to win too many games to...
To get a quarterback.
Yeah.
With Cooper Rush or Trey Lance as their quarterback? Raymond, how excited would you be for that?
I think Raymond would go...
through the moon.
I think sounds like he's excited anyway.
You want a Cowboys monocle?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to... I guess I'm going to trash Dak. I mean, it's crazy to even say that, but I guess I'll trash Dak. I'll be a little different just because CeeDee Lamb is playing on his fifth-year option now. So I'll go CeeDee Lamb, Mary, cuddle Micah, trash Dak.
So you only did that to be different?
Well, no. He's closer to getting a deal than Mike is. Mike has got this year and then next year.
There's no way you can let Micah Parsons leave.
I understand that, but he's a year away. I don't know what's going to happen in a year. CeeDee Lamb's playing on his fifth-year option.
Right.
If they're going to get something done, they need
he's
to get something
get
done.
He's going to get paid, yeah. I think the two of them will definitely both be here for quite some time. Raymond?
Yeah, Rick's logic works there. CeeDee's closer. He's not going anywhere.
So you think Micah Parsons is leaving?
No, I don't.
Make that answer, Sam.
He's giving me a monocle and speaking to me in British while we're on the air.
It's
too big for my
face. As you stretch for monocle, guys, with one finger. No, CD, they talk about holding out, but again, his is the closest deal to get done. So he's the dynamic force of the offense. He'll get done first. Micah Parsons will get done eventually. I don't know if it's going to get done this year. He would be next in line, so I would cuddle him.
Aww.
And, you know, Dak is 50-50 right now at best. I don't say that he's leaving, but I don't feel, you know, it's literally flip a coin right now, so you would trash him.
Where is the next quarterback, if not Dak? I'm really struggling here. Because I'm looking at the list of guys they could get.
Zach Wilson will probably be available.
I'll tell you who it's going to be.
Imagine.
So I mean,
you want me to tell you who it's going to be?
You don't know who it's going to be.
I know exactly who it's going to be.
Who?
Shedeur Sanders.
How are they going to get him? It's going to be a top five pick.
You know what people were saying, but that Deion comment about like he's going to force his way where he wants to go, which
that's forcing your way pretty far down the board.
The Cowboys are going to pick 24th next season.
Trade up.
So they'd have to, they'd have to go.
You'd have to mortgage everything.
That's where they pick now. So you think Dallas is going to at least win their division this year?
No. I mean, I was giving a ton of thought into it. I mean, 18, 24, 20. Like,
it's a big jump.
Tell me that wouldn't be super spicy sexy.
What?
Yeah.
Shador?
Deion pushing, making it so Shador goes to Dallas.
I'm looking at who they could get, like guys that are... I mean, Jared Goff, but I think he's in pretty open negotiations with the Lions.
I don't think the Lions let him get away.
Jordan Love.
There's no way the Packers let him go.
The only way any of this makes sense is if Trey Lance is somehow salvageable. That's the only way.
Tua? How could you possibly go into a season with Trey Lance as your starting quarterback?
I'm just telling you. That's the only way feasible. Like, if he somehow, makes massive strides this past offseason, they let him go nuts in the preseason. It's like, oh, wow, this guy looks like he can play. That's maybe you could take. I'm not saying that I would do this. I'm just saying maybe you could take a gamble there if you're going to let Dak go. But it doesn't make sense from a planning standpoint. And again, if all this comes to pass where it gets blown up, it's going to be a completely different regime anyway. Different head coach. Somebody different is going to want control. They're going to want their own guy.
Ray is.
He's miserable.
Ray's fed up.
The Cowboys killed him.
Seems that way.
Well, I can understand. Like, you get to a certain point. It's like, hey, you want all this money. Prove you're worth the money. He just had his best season.
He was terrific.
And you know how I feel about the guy. I think the guy is elite, but...
Would it pain you if he went elsewhere and won the whole thing? Or would you be happy for him?
I'd be happy for him. The Cowboys would deserve it.
How about if he went to the Giants and won the whole thing? Would that pain you?
You wouldn't trash him anymore. I know that much. You wouldn't talk about him being mediocre or comparable
to Daniel Jones. I think he's a very good regular season quarterback that in the postseason is a soiler.
I think he's a great quarterback who has to overcome many things that other quarterbacks do not have to deal with.
No. He's not a great quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is a great quarterback.
I think there's one quarterback in the league who could do what Dak Prescott does in that organization, put up with the crap that he has to year after year after year, and have more success than he's had.
He's not a great quarterback. He's very good.
I got to say, though, I mean, I could get it, and I don't think your point is completely wrong. I could get it if it was just Dak that in those moments struggled. It's the whole team.
Again,
he could have
played a perfect game in Green Bay.
Defense
he played
was horrendous.
Awful.
Horrendous.
He played awful. He could have played a perfect game against Green Bay. They still would have lost.
But if a defense plays horrendous and a quarterback plays horrendous, who's going to get the blame?
The quarterback.
Right.
All I'm saying is that doesn't mean there has to be something happening. There's too much talent on the team to all be that bad.
And again, Tony Romo went through this exact same thing.
Tony Romo wasn't a big game quarterback either.
No, Tony Romo had the reputation that he wasn't a big game quarterback.
Ray never won a big game.
He won numerous big games, but when he won the games, suddenly they weren't big games anymore.
What Super Bowl did Tony Romo play in?
What would you say the game that epitomizes Tony Romo's entire career? Pick a game that
when he fumbled the field goal.
No, the game where
what
they
do you mean?
Played,
no, that's what you're asking me. I'm telling you what
me,
I think.
To me, it's the game they played Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. It was an incredible game. It was a shootout. Tony Romo literally played a perfect game until the final drive where he stepped on Tyron Smith's foot, threw an interception, and what did everybody say? Ah, Romo choked the game when he literally scored 48 points.
Ray, the guy that had was the a one seed in the career. Postseason. How did he play against the Giants in the 2007 divisional round?
He didn't play terribly.
He was fine.
He didn't play terribly. He played well enough to win. If Patrick Creighton could catch a ball, he never
won that game.
He played well enough to win.
He didn't play well. He didn't play well. And
you're not going to change his mind, Ray.
And I'm not going to change his.
And you know what? You're not going to change mine.
No, and that's fine. But to sit here and tell me that Tony Romo, I mean, the guy never played in that big of a game.
The biggest games he played, he lost. I'm not talking about how great Tony Romo is. I'm just telling you, Tony Romo went through the same thing where he had a lot of things go wrong around him, and he got the blame. That's part of playing quarterback in Dallas. It's part of what happens. And if Dak Prescott walks away from Dallas and plays from another team, you will see while he continues to be a great quarterback and doesn't have to deal with the nonsense he has to deal with, he'll probably get a little bit more credit than he does now.
Maybe so.
Probably.
Maybe so. I'd welcome him on the Giants. Lead us to a Super Bowl. That'd be great.
Oh, what a, that would have the potential to ruin the entire show.
The whole show. And it would be so worth it.
It would go crumbling.
If we are going to go down with the ship, that's the ship I want to be on.
I promise you, if that Prescott ended up on the Giants, not even like giving you the chance to see him, you're losing me. I'm gone.
Would you just leave the show?
I'm gone from the show. You're losing me.
Is that a promise?
I'm gone.
He'd move.
I'm gone.
Would you become a Giants fan?
No.
Dak Prescott becomes the Giants quarterback. You are now a Giants fan.
No. I can't do that.
That escalated.
It would put you in a real tight spot.
I will say this because you love Dak.
I'm telling you right. If that happens, I'm gone.
Gone.
I'm gone.
So the plan is gone. So I got a text from a buddy of mine, huge, like your level of Cowboys fandom, said, I completely agree with Ray.
You ever worry that Cowboys fans are just going to mob together and just try to hurt you one day?
No.
They're going to thumb through our podcast and find the restaurant that Rick mentioned like a year and a half ago?
Because I don't go into that restaurant often.
You get recognized a lot, I'm hearing, though.
Lots of pictures on vacation, taking pictures with people?
Not a lot. A little bit.
How often would you say you get recognized out in public for any reason? Like at a baseball game, at your son's game.
Recognized, by people that I don't know.
Yeah.
No, by your friends.
That happens often.
Dave?
Dave?
I don't know.
No, they don't recognize him because he's wearing a monocle.
I don't know. Last night a little bit.
People that aren't my friends. When we're
in Orlando a little bit.
Disguise?
It's weird.
He's wearing the monocle.
You look the same as the last time I saw you last week.
I don't have an answer to that. It's a nice question.
Getting recognized in Orlando is nice, though.
That was nice.
That is nice.
How about this? Harjeet Singh tweets in, British Dave sounds more British than me, and I'm British.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Have him call in. Tell him to call in. I want to hear his accent.
1-800-919-3776. Harjeet, you and I will have a British off.
Yes. The British are coming. The British are coming. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, what? The what? British! They're coming! Wake up! The British are here!
Do we have drops for everything that's ever happened?
Yes. Almost anything. Yes.
I mean, as you know, you're impersonating, what did you say, an 1800s British man?
Right.
Chap, well played.
We were not on great terms with them back then either, so.
No. But you know what? I gotta be true to myself.
That's right. All right, last one. So yesterday, obviously, an important day. Sun and the moon, they played hide and seek for a few minutes.
Yep.
I partook, I'm not going to lie, for I had my special glasses.
I did as well.
And I ask you, we're going to talk marvelous sights here. Cuddle, marry, trash. Which of these you value the most if you could only see one of them?
Imagine driving 6 hours.
Well, and then nine back.
To go sit in a field to watch that?
No.
There'd be some delicious craft beer.
It did look pretty wild. Like So Rochester was in the path of totality, and it was completely dark there, which is pretty wild.
What's the drive from here to Rochester?
6 hours.
So why wouldn't you just drive? Why would you go to Vermont?
Well, I think
what's the difference?
Cloud cover. I think he had to.
I thought Syracuse was the cloud cover. Yeah. No?
Well, he was going to the Finger Lakes, which extend out to that area.
So RJ has a real full working knowledge of that area.
Yeah.
So, very nice.
Is it?
Beautiful.
It's really very rarely useful. So
I get very turned on by navigation. So it's
yeah, you're a big Waze guy,
especially Finger Lakes.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good. He's quick.
Yeah, Lake Saranac too.
He's speedy. All right. So which of these do you value the most?
That was good.
Is it the totality, the eclipse, which happens every about 20-ish years?
I thought the next one's not for like 40-something years.
No, 20.
Oh. I think every 20.
It was like 2040-something.
That's right.
Yep.
Would it be Halley's Comet, which is like every 75 years?
No, wasn't the last eclipse like 5 years ago or something, though?
I think it's a different kind of eclipse.
Oh, okay.
Or would it be I can't guarantee you this will ever happen again. This may be a one-time-only affair.
Jets Super Bowl.
No, better than that. Dave's semi-nude photos that will debut in the coming weeks and or months, we don't know yet, but they're happening.
So what am I working with here? The solar eclipse.
That's right.
Halley's Comet.
Or are you naked?
Semi-nude.
No, fully nude.
You just said semi-nude.
Yeah, I'm changing it. I think we can
John Cena nude.
I think we can only do semi-nude.
Which is a real shame.
Yeah, for legal reasons.
So what's the question?
Which of them
It's really the only thing we want to see. I don't need to see his like midsection.
Well, you're going
to
see it.
I want to see.
You're going to see navel and all that goes along with it.
It's one thing I want to see.
Which of them do you want to see the most?
I mean, I live with myself. I see myself all the time.
Well, but here's a spin for you though, because you don't eat anymore. You eat like air and ice cubes.
Right.
Maybe by the time the photos get here and we see them, maybe you want to see them too. Maybe you're in the best shape you've ever been in.
No, but now, he means by the time you get into that kind of shape.
Guess what I had for dinner last night?
Nothing.
Ice pops. Delicious.
So you had ice.
One orange, one grape ice pop.
You ate frozen water.
Well, in fairness to me, I didn't get home till like 11. And I was like, I'm not going to have dinner now.
Oh, so why didn't you bring something to eat with you? A part of your weight loss journey, you need to prepare.
I made I boiled the water. Sherry made hard-boiled eggs yesterday.
See, here's the thing.
She has like a whole... You should see the way she makes the hard-boiled egg.
We view this
she
as...
She has like a whole game plan.
As an opportunity to make fun of you.
Yeah.
On the other side of the coin is an opportunity to make us all look foolish. If you come out looking the best you've ever looked...
That's right.
I mean...
That's the intent.
Chiseled.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to see chiseled, but I think there's a chance that you see a non-fat man. You're like, he doesn't look bad.
Drizzled than chiseled.
Like chocolate syrup?
Yeah, like a candle that's melted.
I'm going to make love to the camera. Just wait.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
I'm going to marry...
Good thing we're going to get footage of this.
Yeah, behind the scenes stuff.
I'm going to... I don't know.
Sounds like you're here for it.
Maybe.
In your driveway.
Make sure your neighbors can't see.
Have my neighbors come over. What's
invite all the neighbors over.
I'm gonna marry the solar eclipse. I enjoyed that. That was nice. I'm going to cuddle the Halley's Comet. Aww. And I'm going to trash me naked because I can see me naked whenever I want.
You think there's any chance your neighbor's like, wow, that's a hot man in the backyard. Let me go check that out. And you have like a crowd gathering.
Chance?
Yep.
More than a chance.
Wow.
I think the ladies of the town are going to be flocking to my area.
Oh, so you think there's going to be some pineapple people gathering.
Oh, I think you're during the photo shoot, you'll see pineapples flying overhead.
Like bras on stage?
It might be sponsored by the pineapple, yeah.
I see.
A real chance I take out an ad in his local paper saying that there'll be a photo shoot at a certain time.
Our show logo officially becomes a pineapple at that point.
Yes. I'm going to marry, it's just a no-brainer. I'm going to marry Dave's naked body. Right. I can't wait to see that. I'm going to cuddle the comet.
Aww.
And I'm going to trash the eclipse.
You're very anti-eclipse.
You didn't like the eclipse?
That was all right.
What do you mean it's all right? It's nice. This man drove 15 hours yesterday.
I haven't seen the comet. What's going on what I've seen?
When does Halley's Comet come back around?
I didn't.
I think in another like 25-ish years.
So I'm going to be like late 70s.
So why would I marry, 75 why would I marry or cuddle years. Something I've already seen?
Yeah, 2061,
I haven't seen
Dave.
You naked.
2061 is 35.
That's
way more. I'm going to be dead. I'm never going to see Halley's Comet.
Should have married it.
Can I change?
No.
Why?
I'm never going to see
it. I'm never going to see Halley's Comet.
You might.
Because when was the last time it was here?
1986.
Oh, you missed it.
I was 13.
What were you doing?
Oh, I was watching the Giants win the Super Bowl and the Mets win the World Series.
That's a pretty good trade-off.
And the Rangers go to the conference finals. That was nice.
You have any regrets about how you handled your time back then?
Well, I don't think that I recognized the magnitude of Halley's Comet when I was just a
Neither
child.
Neither did Dan Marino when he went to the Super Bowl in his second year. He never got back.
Never got back. I'll never have a chance at that comet again.
You're the Dan Marino of comets.
Oh, this stinks.
I mean, it's safe to say I won CMT today.
How so?
The lack of foresight and real thought you put into that final answer is disgusting.
Well, I don't think there's a winning and losing
there is.
CMT.
I think there's clearly two.
You married my naked body.
Because I haven't seen it yet. And I get to see it.
Will you be, Mike Robbins wants to know, will you be wearing a monocle during the photo shoot?
Could.
Oh, that's nice.
Should.
Maybe.
He should.
What about a top hat?
A top hat, monocle, maybe a kerchief?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could dress like the planter's peanut.
I could.
The top hat can serve as the sensor bar or whatever.
I could do numerous outfits.
Yeah, you could put your stuff in the top hat.
There you go.
How nice would that be?
Like a holder.
Yeah.
Right.
Like a holster.
Yeah.
It'd be classy and sexy.
It really would be. What happens if this is the beginning of a modeling career?
I think there's
like
a real
chance. Anna Wintour? Wintour, whatever?
Wintour, yeah.
Wintour, if she's like, I've got to have him.
Well, got to have, like, the DXL's like, that's our guy.
Yeah. The XL, but that's for big fat people. That's not nice nor funny.
Lane Bryant's like, that. There it is.
That's for ladies' clothing. I think pregnant ladies' clothing. It's not I think it might be. They have a new line.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere.
Dave. I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
DiPietro and Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Welcome back this morning. It's been a jolly show.
I was not loud either, by the way. Sat back in my chair, didn't make a word, didn't burp, nothing.
Let loose a loud moan.
Did I moan?
Yeah.
You moaned.
I was starting to do a read, and you're like, ugh.
Stretching, probably.
Like, yeah, I understand that, but I mean, realize that I'm doing
a
read.
I leave everything on the microphone, okay?
I get
everything.
It. Then get up, excuse yourself, excuse me.
Why don't you give me a second?
Well, he plays me my music.
Well, that's fine. Let it breathe for a minute. Then jump right into your read, animal.
You know what? I respect the timing of this show.
All of a sudden, you respect timing.
That's right.
You've brutalized the clock all show long.
I've not brutalized.
RJ,
have I brutalized anything?
Yeah, we have
maybe a dalliance, but not a brutalization.
A dalliance, perhaps.
It's not Grasso level,
that's
but it's close.
That's a Monocle Dave word.
It's close.
How dare you?
That was a good word.
What?
Dalliance.
Dalliance is a nice word. I have an elite vocabulary.
I bet you do.
Elite. See what I can do with words. Accents.
You are multi...
Math equations.
Multifaceted.
So, yeah. So, do you know there's a whole art to boiling the egg?
Yeah.
Sure. So, I was like, yeah. I was like, what do I do for these eggs? She's like, well, you can't let them hit the bottom. I was like, hey, why? She's like, no, you have to use a spoon to keep them from hitting the bottom. I was like, can you just do this for
me?
Yeah,
you're not equipped.
I was like, I'm not equipped to boil eggs.
No.
But now I have a beautiful 8-pack of eggs
beautiful.
In the fridge. Take 2 this morning on my way in. Gobbling up eggs, just delicious.
Car must smell terrific.
What do you mean?
It's like the hard-boiled egg smell in the car must
smell. Well, it sounds like I'm rubbing it all over the upholstery.
No, they're in a bag, though. I know.
They're in a little bag, which is sealed.
Stinks.
Well, the bag stinks, but the bag's gone when I get out of the car.
You can buy eggs that are already pre-boiled, too, right?
Yeah, but that's got to be expensive.
I don't know. I'm just saying for convenience. Like, yeah. maybe you could take those back right here.
You know what else? So she
put them in the fridge.
She boils the egg. And then she peels the egg and puts them in a little bin in the fridge. So every morning, I just take 2 eggs and I bring... Because she's so wonderful.
It's like living
to me.
In a hotel.
It's so nice.
Because that's really the hard part. Not the boiling. It's the peeling.
Peeling the eggs is tough. But to give myself a little credit, we were heading out yesterday. And she's like, why'd you wait so late? So she kind of made a mess with all of the egg shells. I went downstairs, cleaned it all up.
What a guy.
I cleaned it up. Started taking wipes. I'm cleaning, I'm wiping, I'm throwing away. I mean, it was very high level.
Very high level.
It was big time stuff.
She must love that.
She loves when I clean.
Wakes up to a nice clean house.
Clean kitchen.
After just peeling eggs for you all night. What a woman.
The best.
You're lucky she's not with Clooney. Really.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. Clooney's married now, though.
I know, but Clooney, I mean, sees how she, if it, God forbid he got a chance to experience.
The hard-boiled egg?
No, just like the amount of love and attention she gives you.
Mm-hmm.
She was giving that to George.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, might be game over for George.
So there's a pretty good chance if she was with Clooney, you're doing the show with George Clooney right now.
Yeah.
Think of how different everything would be.
I don't think
it's like George the butterfly
Clooney,
effect.
Right, but I don't think George Clooney would be nearly as good at this as,
I think that's,
as you.
I think that's true.
Right.
But I think he'd be entertaining. And the probably. Stories and just the
yeah, but wow, he wouldn't have any
the
stories,
it factor.
But he wouldn't have any stories.
Well, he'd have stories.
No, he wouldn't.
Oh, please. RJ, you think Clooney doesn't have stories? Clooney has stories. Trust me.
He's got stories. Whose name you think comes first, Clooney or DiPietro?
I think Clooney.
Clooney.
Yeah, but how does Clooney, how long ago was this? This was years and years and years ago.
It was before I was with her, so
right.
It's got to be 30 years ago.
So that's Clooney's not Clooney, then.
It's not a lot of stories.
So it's DiPietro probably
some,
and Clooney.
Some stories.
No, it's Clooney and DiPietro. You know, his aunt is Rosemary Clooney, the singer?
At what point, when she met him, where was he career-wise?
I think he was still in ER. Like he was a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, he was
a big deal.
Rick played in the Olympics, so if you cut it off right there,
yeah. But
here's
the thing, and this I don't think this is negative at all. Rick's fame stops with sports. Like you don't expand past sports. Clooney is, I mean, one of the biggest stars on the earth. Clooney's a huge, massive international superstar.
30 years ago, was he? Is the question? Not now.
No. I don't think he was to that level. But he was still a big deal.
But that's what I'm asking.
He was still a big deal. A big deal.
Like she takes him out 30 years ago. He doesn't have nearly the same career, probably same. I'm just as far as like the good stories.
Probably not.
The single George stories that we'd like to hear, we wouldn't get a chance to hear.
Let's go to Glenn in Clinton. Hi, Glenn. How are you?
I say, Dave, you're nothing but a cad and a bounder and an imposter.
You think that I don't understand the accent of British? Is that what you're telling me, Glenn?
Jesus, that's terrible.
Terrible?
So bad.
You're an imposter. You're an imposter. Where's the lovely sherry? I demand you bring it to me now.
I will not. Never will I even consider loaning you a darling lady like sherry ever.
This is poppycock.
Poppycock, Brother, I say poppycock.
I'm
rubbish. You're rubbish.
First time, long time, and I demand that you respect me.
I'm Mr. Belvedere here on the show, is what I sound like. And I will not have you diminish my British royalty in such pittance.
You just called yourself a butler.
I don't know what he just called himself.
he's the royal butler.
I'm the royal butler. That's right. All right, Glenn, what do you got?
I have to say, though, that the one time I called into Rick's show when he was with Han, and I can't even remember now what I called in to talk about, but the first words that came out of his mouth when I said hello were, throw another shrimp on the barbie, which is just a giant insult.
Yeah, sounds about right. Sorry for that.
Yeah, that's
all right,
I'm more mature now.
Glenn, yeah, he's really mature, as you can tell.
Yeah, obviously. Well, looking forward to a great season for the Mets. Yesterday was at least something to pin our hopes on.
Are you like mocking the Mets fan, or are you a Yankees fan that's making
Why,
fun of?
Why, because of his accent?
No, I'm just asking who
I'm actually a long-suffering Mets fan, long-suffering Jets fan, and after watching about 23 years of the Knicks, I've finally gotten a decent season to get behind.
I love his accent.
Glenn, where are you from originally?
Sussex.
I'm originally from London.
Are you from Sussex?
One is not from Sussex, Dave. One arrives from Sussex.
Oh.
And I'm from London.
Oh. You're so gauche, Glenn. Thanks, Glenn. He was good.
Yeah, too much.
That got uncomfortable for a second.
Why?
Mr. Belvedere.
What?
That was Mr. Lynn Belvedere to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
One does not come from Sussex.
One arrives from Sussex.
You said Rich Samini has a mock draft.
A mini
mock. Little baby mock draft.
Little baby.
The
large A mock.
Knew that was coming.
Why?
I just knew.
But no, I'm not blaming you. Why? I mean, why do you do this? Why do you? I mean, we're your beloved members of the morning show. Why do you take shots like this?
Why must you lead me down that road?
You know what?
I didn't know.
It's Clooney and DiPietro.
I told you it would be Clooney and DiPietro.
It definitely is.
That would be, talk about a handsome morning show.
You could, maybe we'll see where you're at in 6 weeks. Maybe you're right there.
You could be like the, yeah.
What do you think is real? 18 pounds more in six weeks?
That's a lot.
Why not?
18 pounds in 6 weeks?
That's a lot. Yeah, that's what we're working for.
Well, would you, I guess what? You lost 3 pounds last week. So you're trying to keep that pace?
That's right.
And you just.
He ate two ice pops for dinner.
Yeah. Or just don't eat.
Just two ice pops. I don't know how you're standing up right now.
What do you mean? I had two hard-boiled eggs, I had a tea, and now I had a little dish of
fruit. I know,
but
I don't know how you wake up on two ice pops
right.
and have the energy to actually like shower and get in the car and move.
That's the genius of me.
That is, I wouldn't call it genius.
That's the genius that I am.
It's some kind of like modern medical miracle is what it is.
I'm getting it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Bob Uecker was the star of the show.
I love Bob Uecker.
You know how old he is now?
The old.
He's probably 90.
You think he's that old?
RJ, look up Bob Uecker's age.
Just a bit out.
I'm 88.
I'm gonna say 91 for Bob Uecker.
You say 88 or 89?
Which one are you going with?
I think 91 may be on the button.
91.
I'm gonna confirm. Hang on.
Say 89.
89. So he's got 89. He's got the shy side of 90. I've got just above.
He is.
Yeah.
90.
Oh, right in the middle. When's his birthday? Who's closer?
January 26th.
I win.
He's closer.
Yes.
I think he's still calling Brewers games.
He is.
That's remarkable.
Look at Tiger Woods warming up.
Yeah. He's going to play, huh?
Oh, he's going to play.
That's nice. That's exciting.
Reports are he looks great.
Really?
Yes.
So what is it on? Is it on? It's on CBS, right? It's ESPN over to CBS.
I guess his prep worked, Rick.
I guess his prep worked, yeah.
Right? ESPN first couple days over to CBS.
It's weird not seeing him with Nike.
It is weird.
Really weird.
I'm asking the same question numerous times.
Yeah, ESPN.
And then CBS for the final 2 days, right? How much of a difference do you think being relevant come Sunday would make for CBS?
Huge.
Huge, right?
Huge. Dude, I was on the way home from, I think it was Lake Placid, from a men's league hockey tournament. We won. Coming home, guy in our car, watching on his phone when Tiger won his last Masters, crying. Crying.
Because Tiger won the Masters?
Tiger won the Masters.
It's a little weird,
it
no?
Was, yes. It was a lot.
Like full sobbing.
Like that excited for him, he was crying. Wild.
Did you make fun of him?
Yeah, well, we win the championship. I didn't see a tear. Like, it was us. We won it. No big deal. Tiger wins the Masters, weeping in the back.
Did you say why?
Like, yeah, I'm like, I'm just so happy for him. He came, me coming all the way
back.
This is
like a big physical winger.
Yeah, at least he's a little more like a stocky little nugget. You know, like, remember the Nintendo game? The ice hockey game where you pick like the
Blades of Steel.
Yeah, yeah, the
Blades of Steel.
The tall guy or then like the fat, like the little fat one.
Yeah.
He's more like the little fat one.
Okay.
But he's good.
Tiger wins weeping.
Weeping. We're like, are you serious? I'm just so happy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's what Tiger does to people. You see, Greeny loves Tiger.
Well, a lot of people. See, you know what the thing about Tiger is? He's polarizing.
Well, and you you want to watch greatness.
But you love Tiger or you hate Tiger, right? There's nobody. It's like, so many people, you'd shake your head. So many people are so turned off at the way he handled that hole.
Yeah, well, I think that was probably the turning point where it started to go to...
Because he was immensely likable until then. And then you start to kind of learn some stuff about him. You're like, oh, he's not such a great guy.
Yeah. What he would do to kind of ease the tension away from the golf course.
Right. But it sounds like he had no easy childhood.
Oh, no. I mean, you watch some of that stuff. Like, I watched that whole thing.
The documentary on HBO.
And his dad has him in the garage watching him hit golf balls in his high chair.
For hours
and he's like,
hours.
He loves it. I'm like, oh, I bet.
Right. Because that's what the kid is doing.
I bet watching you hit golf balls in the garage is exactly what he wants to be doing right now.
Right. But that's, his dad was, Marinovich's father before. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't as public, obviously.
Well, no, he was pretty...
But later. Not when he was 10, 12 years old.
Well, no, what do you mean? It was early on. He was on TV hitting golf balls and everything else.
But I don't think everybody knew of kind of the maniacal nature of his dad.
Mm.
Yeah, they did?
Yeah.
All right. Bust out Rich's mini mock.
Mini mock.
Mini mock.
Okay, Rich's mini's mini mock.
Yeah.
All right, well, the first pick.
And so he's got Williams to the Bears.
That's correct.
What do we have, 10 picks here?
We have 10 picks.
Which is the perfect amount because the Jets go 10 and it makes it so seamless. Yeah.
With the second pick, the Washington Commanders go...
Jaden Daniels.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. With the third pick, the New England Patriots select...
Drake May.
That is correct. With the fourth pick...
Now, it's not fair because you told me this.
I did tell you this. So we have a trade.
We have a trade.
We have a trade.
A trade is in.
The Arizona Cardinals will trade the fourth overall pick to your New York Giants.
That's exciting. Now, does he have the terms of the trade?
No.
Do you think... This year's one and next year's one gets you from 6-4? It should, right?
I would have to see the chart, but yeah.
I mean, you would figure to move up two spots that next year's one would probably work the magic.
Well, especially because you don't necessarily think the Giants can be great.
So that could be a top 14 pick, you would imagine.
First round pick.
Okay. Five. Oh, and the Giants take...
You didn't select anyone yet.
J.J. McCarthy.
That's right.
Right.
With the fifth pick, the Los Angeles Chargers select... This is a surprise.
Surprise?
Yeah.
Well, they got to take a receiver, right? No?
Does catch footballs.
Brock Bowers.
Correct.
Fifth
overall.
Wow.
With the sixth pick, the Arizona Cardinals.
I saw a
Cardinals.
Report yesterday said the Colts love Brock Bowers.
That doesn't surprise me at all. It's just whether or not you feel comfortable taking a tight end with the fifth overall pick.
That's very early, though.
It's high. Well, depending, Shane Steichen... has shown you he's really good at what he does.
Really good.
So if you feel like you see this guy and you understand what you can do with him because you're creative enough to use him.
Yep.
Like if the coach put him with Pittman, they got Pierce.
Yeah. All of a sudden you start to... I mean, if Richardson's the real deal,
well, that's what
now
do
you
too.
Have your team. You got Jonathan Taylor,
Jonathan
running
Taylor
back.
Jonathan Taylor you just signed, yep.
Right.
All right, with the sixth pick, the Arizona Cardinals select.
So I have every receiver on the board.
This is an easy one. Let's
so if the could you imagine if the Cardinals move down to six... stockpile another one next year and still get, I imagine, Marvin Harrison here?
Well, right. Yeah, but that would be... This is the one... I mean, Marvin Harrison has been linked to him the entire time. The Cardinals.
That's a huge win.
That would be a huge win for them. The Tennessee Titans select.
Now we're 7 Joe Alt.
Yes, correct.
Oh, look at that.
With the eighth pick, the Atlanta Falcons select.
They have so much offense.
Yeah, they need...
I'm going to say the kid from Alabama, the edge rusher.
Ed Turner? Edge rusher. That's ED. Yes, Dallas Turner. That's right.
Ed Turner.
Does he have ED? Oh, it's so clever. Look at us.
Ed Turner.
That was Edge.
What a game.
That was the position.
I was like, I don't know this Ed Turner.
What a show. What
you
a
shut
show.
Your face.
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
Shut up, Raymond.
We showed up.
The other ones aren't names, okay? It wouldn't be QB Williams.
How ironic. QB Williams was taking it first.
Who's this OT Alt?
Hot.
All right, with the ninth pick, the Bears select. It's a good draft for the Bears if this happens.
Bears select.
Some red
Is
flags.
Is Neighbors still on the board? The
Neighbors are still on the board.
They get him at 9?
They got him at 9.
Wow.
With the 10th pick, my New York Jets select.
Is Odunze still on the board?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys just walked right into that,
right
huh?
into Rome Odunze, yep.
Wow.
And there's the mini mock.
So you could have the offensive lineman from Penn State.
Yep.
Bishanu, is that his name?
Yep.
You could have Fuaga from Oregon State, mm-hmm. and they're going to take Rome Odunze.
Yep.
Wow.
I would be interested to see if this draft falls this way and you have the 10th pick, knowing what Mel says about these three. Now, I know it's a deep wide receiver draft, but the way he describes these three receivers, he's like, these are franchise changing kind of wide receivers. If you get any interest in anyone coming up to 10.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you can get a second, if you can still get Fuaga at say 14 or 15 and trade out of that.
It sounds like Penix now
is moving up the.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Bo Nix is going to be top 17.
Right. But the name I keep hearing now is Penix because of how all the medicals went, how all his interviews are going now. And then on top of that, when you watch him throw a football.
And they say he's the most accurate quarterback in the draft.
Well, getting down the
field. Doesn't throw great on the run.
No, but throwing the ball down the field, which is what all these coaches want.
Well, we've seen that. Like that, you didn't need like analysis for that. That's just
because right after
obvious.
10, you got the. That's where you have the kind of all the teams that need the quarterback right there. Vegas, to Denver.
Right, you had a 40 and slip and said Dallas.
Well, they might.
Right, they certainly might. Ray, serious question. Cap,
he's not even listening.
I'm listening. He's too dumb.
When I said Ed Turner, he
Cowboys
shut it
picked 24th. Right.
That's right.
Argument's sake, Michael Penix is there. They love him.
No.
No way.
No. I don't think he's worth that pick. No,
if they love a quarterback and he's there at 24, you think there's any chance they take him?
No. They'd have to be like head over heels in love with the guy. I don't see it. I don't see one that would fit the bill.
Not a real New York Giants fan. This English accent stuff is getting out of hand. I'm at work. I just picked up a phone call and became British.
Nice.
When I answered it.
It's like Peppa Pig.
Adam Schefter was on the K-Show yesterday. Timely. With the draft only 2 weeks and 2 days away. You know what he had to say about your New York Jets?
I listened to a little bit of it.
Yeah. You're good. You ready?
I like it.
All right. Here's Adam Schefter on the Jets if they're healthy.
Is Aaron Rodgers healthy for 17 games? Yes. Tyron Smith healthy for 17 games? Mike Williams healthy for 17? Yeah, I'll take the Jets. If everybody's healthy, give me the Jets.
How about that? I mean, come on. If everybody's healthy, give me the Jets.
It's amazing. It really is to have so many, polar opposite opinions coming out.
I think that makes it exciting, though. Makes it fun.
But, I mean, that's a big disclaimer.
I think the one thing that most people are in agreement is Miami's taking a step back. Buffalo, I think that there's going to be a take that it's a step back. And I guess it probably is. And then the Jets are that kind of wild card. Like, if the Jets
lost a lot of talent.
I mean, you lose Diggs.
Right. But you still
Poyer
feel like
left, right?
You feel like their coach is better and you feel like their quarterback. Just because you haven't seen Aaron Rodgers, he's coming off an Achilles.
And their quarterback does anything you need. He's that level of great.
Right. And I also think that you've seen what they're trying to do with their offense right now. They got two tight ends. They're more focused on James Cook, and they're going to draft a wide receiver. Like, that could be a team. I mean, that would be a team I could see being active, trying to get up and get the receivers that they want.
I'm wondering
if they have to at the 28th pick.
Act like teams that make moves for, like, real play. Like, is T. Higgins available? Is he going to be traded at the draft?
I don't know. Wouldn't you want to give that 1 year where Joe Burrow's healthy?
I would. I would want to sign T. Higgins. I think that duo.
Well,
they can't afford him,
and Chase?
Yeah. Probably not. All right.
The interesting thing in this draft, though, is going to be 11, 12, 13.
That is going to be interesting.
Because Minnesota already made the move. They want a quarterback. Denver needs a quarterback, and Vegas needs a quarterback.
But then I saw a report the other day that said Minnesota might just stick with Sam Darnold this year.
Well, that's fine this year, but they need who's next?
Well, of course. You need the quarterback of the future.
You made a move up to do something.
All right, you say I butchered the clock. You got to let me break then.
Yeah, you can break right now.
Oh, I tried, and you steamrolled.
Well, I just wanted to.
All right, UConn and Major League Baseball and stuff you missed and three stars, all that and more on the way, 98.7 ESPN. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine, especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or just skip it entirely. That's lame. If you stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up and power your buys and tries, like I do all the time, the right way. Or de-stress with some cardio. The choice is yours.
Yeah,
tonight,
right.
La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.